Alright, Elishur, Chelek Alef, Mevoi Hashar, Zondaf Yud Tes. The author writes, Birchovois Atuna, Tiel Adam, Atzar Kol Ezach Shepagash, Ushaloi. In the streets of Athens, a person strolled and stopped every citizen that he met, and asked him, Kol Echad Et Eisah Sheila, each one the very same question, Keitzad Lichyois, how should one live? An important question. He continued asking this question throughout his life. Everyone that he came into contact with. That was Socrates, the greatest philosopher, he says, in the generation before Plato and Aristotle, the great Greek philosopher. Adam acher biskufa acheres, another person in a different generation, halach be'oid hayom gadol v'avuka b'yado. He walked through the streets of Athens with a large torch burning in his hand, but through the day. Ka'asher she'alu lamu machzik avuka b'tzorah. When he was asked, why are you carrying such a torch in midday? Heishiv ben adam ani mechapes. I'm looking for a mensch. I'm looking for a human being, a person. Gam ze haya be'atuna. That too happened in Athens. V'mechapes hazeh haya echad migdolei hogei. And this searcher was one of its great thinkers. It was Diogenes of Sinope. He's normally associated with this particular incident, Diogenes. Says author, ze haya be'atuna. That happened in Athens. Sham sha'alu ketzad lechios. There, they had to ask the question, how to live. V'sham chipsu b'neros ben adam. And there, they had to use candles to search for a mensch. Birushalayim lo tzechu lishon. In Yerushalayim, they didn't need to ask this question. Sham yadu keitzad lichyos. They knew how to live. V'sham chayu b'chol ha'tkufos b'nam. And throughout history, in all generations, there were menches who lived there. So keitzad lichyos, the most important question that we can have. How to live? We just read the parsha of Acharei Mois, just this past Shabbos. The pasuk there says, Ushmartem es chukoyisai es mishpotai. Asher yaseh oisam ha'adam v'chay bohem. Acharei Mois, Perek Yudches in Vayikra. Observe my laws, observe my statutes, so that you may live through them. Borei ha'chaim, the one who created life, gam gila lanu keitzad lemalos es ha'chaim, also told us how to fill this life, how to maximize it. Dal hu kli chayenu. The receptacle of life that we have, it's an interesting expression, kli chayenu, it treats life as if it were a receptacle. It's much too small to contain all of the infinite content which the Creator has given us with which to fill it. Ulam kol pina bichli ze mele'a u'gdusha, but what it means is that ideally every nook and cranny in this container called life is full, is chock-a-block with thought, with speech, with action. Ein rega reg b'chayei Torah. There's not a moment that is empty in a life of Torah. That's the answer to the first question in a nutshell. And the second question, v'ein tzorich lechapes adam ha-Torah b'avukah. There's no need in Yerushalayim to search for a Torah personality with torches, with spotlights. From Moshe Rabbeinu to the last of the Nevi'im, from Ezra to Shimon HaTzadik, ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Tanaim, ad Rova ve'Abayei, Amoraim, ad Rabbeinu the Rishonim, Harambam ve'Haramban, ad HaMechaber ve'Hagaon, early Achronim, HaChafetz Chaim ve'Chazon Ish, ve'et Achronim. Tiras HaAdam gidla es HaAdam HaShalem b'chol dor v'dor. The Torah of human being gave rise to great human beings in every generation. These names, you mentioned a few names here, Ezra, Shimoin, Rebbe, Rav, Avai, Hem Shemois Hashlemim Shispasimu Adesifem Ufudem. These are the names of the very greatest ones who became famous through the Sforim and through the actions, through their achievements. Aval Enam Boedidim Bedorosem, these are by no means the only ones in their generations who were Torah personalities. Itam yishnam revavois. There were tens and tens of thousands of shleimim ugdolim, great people, whole people. Asher rak lo inadu bishmoisem. They're just not known very well by their names, or not at all. Or Sherabim Yodimem Avadoi Kol Beis Yisrael, or known by many, but not completely through the whole of Beis Yisrael. Va'anachnu, Hador HaCharon Hazeh, we in this last generation, Gam Anachnu Yecholim Ladas Kitzad Lichyos, we too can know how to live. V'gam Kol Echad V'Echad Meitanu Mesugal Lihyos Adam Asher Ben, each one of us is capable of being a whole person, a fully maximized human being. Ki, he quotes the Rambam, Kol Echad Mibnei Olam, each individual, Im Ratza HaShlemus, if he desires perfection, personal perfection, Hayakorev L'Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalem, he's close to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Rambam. Halei Torah Yeshlem, we have the Torah, V'yodea Kitzad Lichyos, a person knows how to live, V'uchai Kefiyedeh, not only does he know how to live, but he also lives in accordance with his knowledge. He will reach the ultimate purpose of life. Divrei Torah einam divrei iyun mufshat. The words of Torah are never merely abstract words. Once again, divrei Torah einam divrei iyun mufshat. The words of Torah are not words of theory, abstract thoughts. Beseiras chayim zeis, it's teiras chayim. In the stir of life, le'oilam meshulavim alimud v'amase. Always, there's a merging of learning and doing. There's always a combination of the knowledge and the fulfillment. Teira b'li ma'ase eina teiras chayim. Torah without fulfillment is not teiras chayim. It becomes a dry academic study. Whereas fulfillment, but without the learning and without the knowledge behind it, is not the fullness of life. The nations try to decipher the riddle of the world when they're not busy, you know, with YouTube and the latest rock star news. By summarizing all human knowledge about the essence of the world, the essence of life. Sometimes they come to some sort of Weltanschauung, certain world view. Sometimes it actually reaches some practical conclusion. Sometimes, perhaps more often, it remains as a mere theoretical viewpoint. Without any indication as to how to live one's day-to-day life. Torah is not a worldview. It's not the way that we perceive the world. Torah is the wisdom with which to build the world, to construct and to create a world. And he goes on to explain it right now. He'll refer to this Mishnah and the corresponding Gemara many times both in this volume and the next volume. It's a Mishnah in Mikvaois, Perek Tes. Eilu chitzitzin bakilim. The Mishnah discusses the substances that create a chatzitza, a separation between the clay and the water. Hazefes, ve'amoyer, v'chule, a number of substances that are mentioned. Ala begadim, mitzad echad ein chutzitz. Then it speaks about garments and it says that a particular substance, if it cleaves to the garment from one side, it's not a chatzitza. But mishnei tzedadin choytzetz, if it cleaves on both sides, it is a chatzitza, etc. Rabbi Yose Emer, shel banoim mitzad echad. Of the builders, so on one side it's a chatzitza, v'shel bor mishnei tzedadin. So he mentions this concept of builders. And the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yudalid asks, my banoim, what was Rabbi Yose referring to when he spoke about builders? Omar Rabbi Yechanon, eilu talmidei chachomim, it's a reference to Talmidei Chachamim, who throughout their lives are building, creating, perfecting a world. The author now summarizes that. Hatirai chokhmas binyan olam. The Torah is the wisdom of how to build a world. Al kein Talmidei Chachamim hem habanayim. Talmidei Chachamim are builders. She'oskim bevinyanei shel olam. They create worlds. Eize olam, which world? Olam ha'adam. That world which is inherent within a person, each person being an entire world. Next point. Shnei shelavim muchach adam la'avor at shumasiges matratoi להגיע לידי מדרגויס השלמוס. There are two stages that a person must traverse until he attains his objective to reach some sort of perfection. לראשונה, the very first step is עליו להיכנס לסך עולם התורה. He has to enter the Torah world. We remember here that sometimes we refer to it as the Torah is an entryway, a doorway. He has to enter the Torah world. זה מחייב לוויתור על הרבה רצונות אישיים. It obligates one to forgo a whole lot of personal whims and preferences. ודוימה ממש להסגייסוס לצבא. It's very similar to being drafted into the army. What happens when a person is drafted? לא יקחים מהחייל לסבגדים האזרחים. First of all, his civilian clothes are taken away from him. He gets a uniform. הוא הפך למספר צבאי, is given a number. אינו רצון עצמי, to some extent, his will is taken from him, כי פקודס מפקדיו כויפה עליו ספחים צבאי, the instructions, the commandments given to him by his superiors, imposes upon him a certain order in his life. That's the beginning. אולם, בשלב מאוחר יותר, later on, כאשר הסתגל לחיים הצבאיים, when he's adapted, to some extent, to military life, הוא רואה לפניו הרבה אפשרויות לעלות בסולם הדרגות הצבאיות. He sees many opportunities to climb the ranks ולנצל את כישרונותיו לשם עלייה זו, and to use his talents for this ascent. That's the משל. עם ישראל נקראים צבאות השם. It's no coincidence, it's no figure of speech that עם ישראל is called צבאות השם, the hosts of השם, in פרשת בוא. וזוהי מהוסו של עם ישראל. This is really the essence of עם ישראל. צבא השם בעולם. We are the army of הקדוש ברוך הוא in this world, הנלחם למען רצון השם. We wage war for the sake of השם's will עם כל העולם, with the entire world, היינו עם עצמוי, which mostly means with ourselves. We are the entire world. Each individual is a whole world. Mostly, our task is to battle with ourselves and defeat certain negative tendencies and improve. אדם מישראל הנכנס אל המצוויס, a Jew who enters the yoke of מצוויס, לצבא השם אלוקי ישראל ומסגייס. He is now being drafted into הקדוש ברוך הוא's army. ומעתה אין לו אלא לצייס לפקודת אלוקיו. And now, from this point on, he needs to obey the commandments of his God. הוא לובש מדים. He also has uniform. ציציס ותפילין, that's part of a uniform. אוחז חרב, לומד מלחמה. His weapons. תפילה ותירה. He mentions here what Yaakov Avinu says in Parshas Vayechi, בחרבי ובקשתי, literally with my sword and with my bow and arrow. And Onkelos translates, בצלויסי ובבוסי, with my תפילויס. ופקודי צבא השם, the commandments, instructions, the orders given in צבא השם, מחייבויס גם מחשבה ודיבור, לא רק מעשה. They obligate not only actions, as in a human army, but also thought and speech. They go as far as that. Ulam, however, המסרגל בעבודה עשוי בצבא השם, a person who again adapts to this and becomes familiar with עבודה, מויצא בסיפוק רב, will find immense satisfaction. ומסברר, at this point it becomes clear, כי שוב אין המשל דומה לנמשל. At this point, the analogy breaks down. לא הישא כאן השפלה לאדם המסגייס. There was no humiliation for the person being drafted, as often happens in the army, when a person feels as if his entire personality is stripped away from him, his clothes are taken, his hair is shorn. Not so over here, when a person is drafted into army Hashem. There was no humiliation. לא נלקחה ממני אישי יסוי. His personality was not stripped away from him. אלא דווקא מצא את עצמו. Quite the opposite happens, that a person finds himself, וסולם מדרגויס רבויס עומד עתה לפניו. And now he finds himself in front of a ladder with many ranks, many rungs, לעלויס בו, with which to climb, to improve. ליויס הוא עצמו, to become he himself, as we said in the previously, Reuven discovers, doesn't become Shimoid, but he discovers deeper layers within himself. Yosef עשן עלה במדרגה, but it's the same person, but greater and greater in stature. הרבה סולמויס של מדרגויס אנו מוצאים אצל רבויסים. We find this concept of climbing a ladder many times. חזל והראשונים והאחרונים, they all spoke about these ladders. מסולמו של רבי פנחס בן יאיר, starting with חזל, the Tanna רבי פנחס בן יאיר, the famous ladder of levels, The price at Tehran may validate zeros, the Torah brings to zeros, and zeros brings to the resource, etc., etc., ad Chiyas HaMisim v'Ruach HaKodesh. And we remember, of course, that Mesilas Yesharim is based on this letter, that the whole Sefer is modeled on this letter. L'Sulam HaRambam HaMuvah LeKaman, we'll speak about the letter of the Rambam, cited later on. V'HaRamban b'Igeres HaRamban, the Rambam described one in Igeres HaRamban. V'Oid Kahena v'Chahena Tzal Mechad Mugdarim, and very many other letters that are mentioned. Gam Hachibose, this Sefer too, Mavis Sulam HaDegos, also constitutes a ladder with stages, rungs, Hamevi Mechayim BaTorah, that brings from starting life in Torah, Lidei Chinuch Atzmi VaAvodah, to self-improvement, Avodas Hashem, Misham Lidei Bechinas Ma'ayan, and from that to the aspect of being a Ma'ayan, a person who within himself wells, Vishachus, there's a rejuvenation, and the aspect of producing, as opposed to being a bore, a cistern, umisham likedusha sachem, and ultimately to kedusha. As the pasuk says, umimidbar matana, umimatana nachaliel, uminachaliel bamois, and the Gemara comments in Eruvin about this. Ashar hazeh, this shah that we're about to begin, this set of chapters we're about to begin, ushar haknisa leseich olam atira. It's the gateway to enter olam atira, it's the beginning. Bitzadim zerim, with careful steps, uvidvarim shekulim, very measured concepts. Ha'ikarim asher lamaschil yisamen b'mizbarim, is the fundamentals, the basic ideas that the greenhorn, the new private entering the army, has to train in, will become clarified over here. Yan ein kan inenei hashkafas olam v'divrei yunstam, since we're not speaking merely about hashkafa, worldviews, theory. We're not doing that. Therefore, yislabnu v'isbarru kol advarim al buryam. The matters will become clarified rak im haga'atam l'schum ha'maseh, only when they reach the realm of action. The matters, the concepts will become clear only when they become, when they are put to practice. Uve'emes, the truth is, klalu b'chol ha'Torah kula. This is a klal that runs through the entire Torah. Ki ha'maseh, Who hamaftech lehavana ve'le'aliyah? Action is the key to understanding and growth. I mention here, if a person wants to look at that in Chelek Beis of Al-Yishur, Daf Mem Zayin, it discusses this in great detail. So Chelek Beis, Daf Mem Zayin. But this is a cloud throughout the whole Torah. Actions are the fulfillment of what you learn, is the key to understanding. Zehu raz shemalachei asheres mishtamshim boy. That's the secret that was known to Malachi Asheres, is of course quoting the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos cites a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Gimel, Baruch Hashem Malachav Gibori Choyach Oisei Dvaroi Lishma Bekol Dvaroi. It speaks there about the concept of Naaseh V'Nishma, and it says that that was the essence of what Malachi Asheres were aware of. And the Gemara in Shabbos Peches says that when Bnei Yisrael said Naaseh V'Nishma, so a voice issued and said, "Mi gila levanai raz ze shemalachei sheres mishamshim bo." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the speaker was surprised. Who revealed to my children this profound concept that up to now was limited to the malachim? So the author is paraphrasing this. Zehu raz shemalachei sheres mishamshim bo. This idea that action is key to understanding is that profound idea that malachim had. Vekivnu elav doer hadeah. And doer hadeah, at the Matan Torah, understood it, kashe hikdimu naaseh v'nishma, when they said naaseh v'nishma. Zehu sod, furthermore, this is the profound idea behind the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph. Ein ha-midrash ikar el ha-maaseh. The midrash is not the ikar, but rather the deed. Shegam la-midrash itzmo, even for the full understanding of the midrash itself, for the full understanding of the knowledge, ha-maaseh ikar, the actual fulfillment is ikar. It's only actions that clarify and put into focus the teaching. It's through fulfillment that one comes to really appreciate and understand the inner dimensions of what it learned before, one had learned before. Kol dvar Torah lamita. Every word of Torah which is true, every real insight, ma'abadah betzidei. There is a an attached laboratory that comes with it, by where we can test it. You can actually experiment with it. Hamabada yachim atzmam. The laboratory is life itself. Yachnisu dvar Torah lesochayim. When we take something, some point of knowledge, some insight, and put it into our lives, yichyu lefiv, live according to it, vivoreru hadavarim. And you see how it becomes clarified, visam tubalev, becomes validated. It also ends with a pasuk in Tehilim Chavzayin, lulei he'emanti l'ro'is betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. So that's really the focus. As we said last time, in this volume, he doesn't usually give explicit hints as to what to do in practice. In volume 2, he does it very much with the Ve'adim.